Okay, then God bless you all in the wonderful name of our Lord Jesus Christ, and God up and there to follow me. We just a few minutes back, we were having a wonderful fellowship with our brother, Mr. Lawrence. And, you know, he was showing his website, and I was very encouraged what God put in his wonderful heart. You know, and he designed wonderfully. I was super blessed. And just, you know, we were talking, and God, I think it's God who put in his heart. And he said, Ashish, you want to share something from the Word of God, or either any testimony from India or Nepal? And, you know, like, if somebody tells you or you want to share, and, you know, and we haven't planned anything, you know, if you tell me, oh, okay, tomorrow you're going to share. So maybe, you know, I made some notes, or I'm going to study the Holy Scripture. And then, you know, sure, next day we are prepared, and, you know, we go and we have time to study from the Word of God, and then we share next day. But like just maybe 5 minutes back, Mr. Lawrence, he said, Ashish, you know, I want you to share something. And I said, then, you know, like it says in the Holy Scripture, I think Matthew 7:7, ask and it shall be given unto you. And I think it's a good chance for me to ask God, God, you tell me what to share. I have not prepared, or I don't have any notes. But I think you have notes, you know. So please put the notes in front of me so that I can share, you know, what you are, you know, putting in my heart to share with my wonderful brothers and sisters who are going to share. And on the meantime, you know, when I ask God, and God's remind me this wonderful testimony of a wonderful young man, like maybe 8 year young boy, who shared his testimony. And, you know, it's always we learn. And even like for me, I cannot say, oh, I know everything, but every day God teach me new things. And I learn even from a younger boy to the oldest man or a woman or a girl. So it's always, learning from God. And before, you know, we're going to share this wonderful testimony with you, and I think after hearing this testimony, it's going to bless you as it blessed me. I would like to share something with you from the Word of God, from the Holy Scripture, and maybe Mr. Lawrence can read for me in English, because I have the Hindi Holy Scripture. So we're going to I don't know about your country, you know, but we know about India. I know about India, you know, and I think it might be a universal that young people have this problem, because I also being in this age when I was teen, you know, I had a great pressure on me for my future, and I have to think all the time, I have to study a lot. We have 24 hours in a day. And at least, you know, I have to study maybe 18 hours so that I will have a good future. Because if I study hard, then I will get the good marks, good grades in my class, in my school. And then I'll get maybe I might be a doctor, or I might be an engineer, you know, like in India, especially these two jobs and other jobs have a very good salary and by the end of the month. So I had a big pressure on me also, but on the other side, you know, I don't want to study, that's the truth. But thank God, like at the age of 16, God had chosen me. He poured his mercy upon me and opened door for me to know him. And like in English, it's a very short name. It's G-O-D, just three words, God. But in India, it's a big word for God. We call Parmeshwar, you know, which has a big meaning. And it's this Parmeshwar is made of two words. So if you split these two words, so Param means the Most High, plus Ishwar is God. So when we say God, it means the Most High God. And if you, when you say the Most High, it means there is nobody above Him. He is the last, he's the last approach. If we say no, then you cannot go anywhere. Like in India, the Prime Minister is the highest in the diplomatics, you know. If you go to a smaller mayor, he might say, no, I can't sign. Then I have a hope that there might be somebody else who is above him. Then I go to him and he says, oh, maybe I can do for you, but I'll do after a week. But I need it now. It's urgent work. And then I had another hope because there is another guy above him. But at the end, you know, I went to a prime minister and it's 50-50. If he say no, then it means my work, which I'm going to do, will fail because prime minister denied to sign on my paper. So that's what you mean in India, the Most High God, you know, the God you worship, the God you pray, the God you crave, the God you ask. If he say no, where should I go? So, you know, so come back to the topic, you know, so this is the main problem, especially I can say in India, because I'm born in India, I live in India, and the kids, even we have lots of hundreds of youth, you know, in our fellowship, and you know, they have the same problem. They want their future to be the best future. They want a best job and to have a best and so that they can have a best salary. So you know, I had the same problem, and you know, so I was, and when I was teen, I was 16. But by the time I just came in the world, I just born again, and but I learned that I can go to God. He's my helper. You know, he can help me. So, you know, that night I was born again and I had this worry. And I went to God and said, God, I'm not a good student. I'm not a brilliant student. And now I know you. You have to help me. What should I do? You know, for my future, I want a best future. I want a best job. I want a good salary. I want the money. And I prayed. And thank God that God has given His Word, His Holy Scripture. And I opened, and this scripture just opened up in front of me, which, you know, I would like to share with you. It's 1 Samuel chapter 3, verse 1. And it really blessed me, you know, I would like to share with you. So, Lawrence, can you read for me 1 Samuel
okay.
chapter 3, verse 1?
1 Samuel chapter 3, verse 1. And the child Samuel ministered unto the Lord before Eli, and the word of the Lord was precious in those days. There was no open vision.
Yeah, so what, you know, like God, really, it's literally, like, I can feel that God put a magnifying glass in front of me to explain this full. And it says, and the child... It doesn't say, and an old man, Samuel. I can think 60, 70, an old man. You can't say 30-year young man is old man. No, you say, and the child. And I said, what do you mean, God? You know, and he said, a child minister unto the diplomatic? No, you know, or... ministering in a hospital like a doctor. No, it says, a child, Samuel, ministered unto whom? The Most High God. And I said, wow, he was a child. How he started, you know, serving God. And God has chosen him at the age of 12 or when he was 15, you know. And it really blessed me. And I thought, you know, if... You know, Samuel, at the age of maybe 12, 15, 20, I don't know exactly what age he was, but child, it might be in between 12 to 15 or 18 years. And I says, God, you have chosen him to serve you. What is going to study? When he will go to the school? When he will go to the college? You know, when he's going to study? You know, if he will minister to you all the time, he doesn't have a time to study. You know, that was my question. And I said, God... I don't think serving you he might have a good future. You know, that was me at 16, you know. And I said, God, I will serve you, but, you know, when I will be maybe 30, 40, 60, you know. And then, you know, God took me to another place. You know, he said, when you serve me, you know, your future will be different. So, you know, it's, I want you to open the book of Saint 1 Samuel, chapter 16.
Okay.
So, once again, can you read me, read for me chapter 16, Samuel?
And Samuel did that which the Lord spake, and came to Bethlehem, and the elders of the town trembled at his coming, and said, comest thou peaceably?
Yeah, and God showed me this word. It really blessed me. It says, and Samuel did what which the Lord spoke, and came to Bethlehem, and the elders of the town trembled. You know, if I come to UK or if I come to Finland, I don't think anybody's going to tremble from me. I'm not a Goliath, you know, like different physique, like 15 feet, big muscles. Nobody's going to scare me. So I don't think Samuel might have like 50 feet big, how tall or big guy. Or maybe it didn't mention he came with the millions of soldiers. It didn't say. He didn't come with the millions of soldiers. Then why? These guys, the elders, even they were traveling. So I asked God, why God? And then God showed me. And now at this time, he's not a young man. He's not a child. He turned to adult. So God showed me, see, serving me, you know, his future was not bad. I made his future number one, so that even the people were scared. It may be, I don't know exactly, I'm a new teacher, and I'm not a like old teacher, but maybe, you know, God made him so wise that like Jesus Christ, nobody could able to stand and, you know, defeat Jesus Christ. So maybe God made him so wise man that people couldn't able to stand in front of him, and they were like scared. So God is showing, you know, if you give your life to me, to serve me, and to serve God, it doesn't mean like you have to read the Holy Scripture 24/7. It doesn't mean. You give your life to means God, tell me, what should I study? You know, that's what it means, like asking God for everything. You know, God, tell me, what should I do today? Tell me, what is my work for today? What is my project today? So then you can see, you know, how a child became the number one man, you know, for that area. God exalted him so high. So God really, when I was reading these verses, it really changed my life. It really changed my thought. And from that day, and I want to share one last verse with you, and then I'm going to share this wonderful testimony. I think it's New Testament, Luke chapter 2. And I think verse 42.
And when he was 12 years old, they went up to Jerusalem after the customs of the feast.
Yeah, and it says, when he, and I know you know, you all know who is he, will be. It's talking about Jesus Christ. He didn't say when he was 50, or when he was 40, how old he was. It says when he was 12 year old, just maybe a teenager, you know, and then what happened? Read 47.
Okay, and all that heard him were astonished at his understanding and answers.
You see, 47 verse, he is just 12 years, and it says, and all that heard him, and maybe there were many wise people standing in front of him, and when they were listening, they astonished. Just a 12-year young boy is speaking wise words, you know. So now you can understand when he can speak wise word, how many grades he's getting in the mathematics, maybe 101 out of 100, one extra. how much he was getting in science. It doesn't mean he never went to school, you know, how much he's getting in English, how many grades he was getting in history, you know, because what he did, you know, he gave his life to God. And now it's God's headache to make your life better, better, and the best. Until, unless we are worrying God, or, oh, what should I study? You know, I have to study this, I have to study this, you know, and I'll be a good future. No, you just give it to God. God, I'm giving my future in your hand, and you made my future, number one. And then you'll see the next day, you know, next day you will see, you know, so before, like for me, like I can talk about myself, I'm not talking about yourself. Like before the chapter, I had to learn in 5 hours, 7 hours. I was just learning in 7 minutes because I said, God, I'm giving my life to you, I'm serving you. Then God opened my wisdom and everything. I'm getting good grades. Now I have the best future. And I know in future also, it will be number one. So the testimony, you know, so I'm encouraging the young people, the youths also, and also the adults and the old, everybody. Like once you gave your life to God, like as Samuel, he was a child, but from the beginning he gave his life to God, and you know what happened when he went to that place, Bethlehem, everybody was scared with him. It's not he was a ugly guy, you know, he's a man of God, he might be handsome, but you know, God made his future, number one. What happened to Christ, you saw. And you know more than me the word of God, so you can understand. So the testimony, you know, I want to share with you about this young man, young boy, 8-year-old, you know, about the God, you know. And he says, God, thank you. You have chosen me because he has seen, because his family got in the word the same time when this young boy came in the world. So his dad was maybe 45, his mother was maybe 42, his, you know, uncle maybe was 40, his aunt 35, you know, in India, and in Nepal we have like joint family, we live together. His grandparents might be 60, 65. And he says, thank you, father, daddy, he came to know God is no more his God. He's his dad also, and he says, daddy, thank you that you have not chosen me when I was 60, like my grandfather. I don't know when he's going to die. Maybe in 5 years, maybe tomorrow, maybe 10 years. You know, and thank you that you have not chosen me at the age of 40 when my dad is 40. So thank you, you have chosen me at the age of 8. And I have given my life in your hands. So now you are my GPS. You know, God, you are going to direct. I gave my handle, you know, the car steering, by giving my light steering in your hands, so take me. But one thing I learned today from your word in Mark 16, that those who believe, you know, and it doesn't say those who believe who are 60, those who believe who are 40. You said those, so I'm 8. I think it's possible for me also, available for me. So it says those, and it says those who believe shall follow these signs of wonder. They will heal the sick, cast the devil spirit, you know, raise people from the dead, you know. So I want to do all this miracle, God, please. And I want to see, I want to do it practically, because today I came to know you are a living God. So please. And he prayed at night, you know, and he was about to sleep because he has to go to the school next day. And I think it was 8 o'clock, and suddenly his father came out, and he had a tear in his eyes. He says, father, why are you crying? Why there is a tear in your eye? And he said, son, you know, because, you know, especially in the village, people, they don't have jobs. So they are farmers, you know, and they have animals, you know, whom they raise. They raise the animals and they sell them in the market, and they get a good money. And he said, son, you know, I have a lamb, like a small, like a goat baby. And I loved him very much. And I just found that this goat baby is lying on the bed, on the, you know, not on the bed, on the ground. and his eyes is not open, he's fall asleep. He's dead. So father was very sad, and he says, oh, I lost my money. And son says, father, don't worry. You know, yesterday we heard about the living God, the God we were worshiping but not answering. Let's try this God. And then you know what he did? This young boy, 8 year, he took this dead goat baby in his hand, and he says, Daddy, don't bury him. Don't bury him now. Please give it to him. And father says, are you crazy? You know, who keep dead body in the home? He said, Daddy, please. If you want to bury, okay, bury it in the morning. Please give it to me now. So father, he had a compassion to his son. He said, okay, take the baby with you. So he hold the baby and brought the baby in his room and put it in his bed and said, God, this is a good time to see you, to practical what you had just mentioned in Mark 16. So I command, you know, this baby God, in the name of Jesus Christ, that heal, the life come back. And you know what happened? The life didn't come back. It was still dead baby. But what I loved, you know, at the end of the testimony, this boy, we always, you know, curse God when nothing happened. You know, we always curse. But this man says, God, no problem. I know, you know, I already prayed. And then, you know, what happened? He slept. Because 8 year boy, very tired, you know, lot of work, playing too much in the daytime. So he slept, no cursing God. So, and then, after, I think it was about at the middle of the night, around 2 a.m., this young man heard, you know, the voice of the baby goat, and because he locked the door from inside, and the baby goat was jumping and shouting, screaming like, we can say shouting, because he wants to go out from the room. You know, the baby animals, you know, like puppies or, you know, the babies, they don't stay in their room. They want to go outside. And when the young boy woke up, and the whole family woke up because this baby goat was shouting too hard, his father came to the room. And he knocked the door, and the boy opened the door, and this baby goat was on his hand. And the father was crying. And says, what happened? How is it the same baby goat? And he says, yeah, we had only one baby goat. And, you know, the father, it blew his mind. And father really believed that day, yes, the God we worship is a living God. Wow. So see, you know, it doesn't matter of the age. It's a matter here in our mind. Because sometimes when I was youth, I had excuse as God, oh, I'm very busy in my study, you know, I can move your word later on. But God says, while studying, you can move your word. While doing your job, you don't have to quit your study, you don't have to quit your job. Because while studying, you can move my word. While doing your job, you can move my word. Because if you don't study, you know, how can we go to a higher rank? Like if I don't study, I will be uneducated, but if I study with God, and God will give me wisdom, I'll become maybe a diplomatic. And then when I became a diplomatic, and I'm the son of God, and I know the word of God, then I can share the word with my colleagues, because now I'm a diplomatic. But when there is no diplomatic believer, how can a diplomatic be a believer? You know, so I believed, I studied with God, and I became a diplomatic, and now I have access to the diplomatics to preach the word. Or on the other hand, if I became a doctor, you know, I'm a believer, now I have an open door to share the word with the doctors. That's how the doctor will come, and that's how the diplomatic will come. Or if I become a teacher, I have the colleagues who are teachers. So that's what, you know, God wants us. Whatever we do, we should do with God. And you know what happened when Samuel, he was a child, he began to work with God, he became a successful man. You know the story. Christ, you know, 12-year-old, gave his life to God. He was the best. He had a wonderful wisdom. And I thought he got the 100, maybe 101% in mathematics, English, chemistry, physics, I don't know, but you know, this is available. So youths, you know, we encourage you, you know, just go to God and everything is, you have the best future. So this is what, you know, God put in my heart to share with you all. So thank you for listening and keep praying for us, and we are keep praying for you, and I'll see you soon when God open door. God bless you all. Thank you so much.
Thank you, Ashish. God bless you.